My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hiya, folks. What's the crack?
How are you? Is this the podcast?
Hiya, folks.
How did you not get that reference? It was my old college teacher.
Oh, damn.
He'd always start an email with, how are you, folks? Hi, folks. And he'd start a class with, hi, folks. And
folks is nice.
Yeah. Folks is what Dwayne says when he's uncomfortable with my family. When he like arrives at a big family gathering, he goes, well, folks, how you doing? Literally like that exact impression that you did. And his voice is either really high or really low and no in between.
Interesting.
So give an impression of the high one.
It's really hard. I've been trying to do it for literally 10 years. Okay, so high, hello, folks. And then it kind of like goes low towards the end. And then it will go so low that he's like,
oh, I was saying to Fiona that I think that's crazy.
And it's like, no, it's like really breathy as well. And we're like, is he
you really reminded me of Amy Poehler there. Like,
oh my God, thank you.
Anything in Parks and Rec. That was that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
10 years with your family. Any improvement on the uncomfortableness?
Oh, it's gotten so much. Well, no, he's still uncomfortable like that. But my family love him now. And they're very, very hard family and to impress. Like, my mom hates everyone. She's very like, no one's good enough for you girls, slut around. Like, even when we had boyfriends, she was like, don't feel like you need to settle. Like, she hates everyone. But now she's a fan of Dwayne.
Oh, that's good.
10 years in.
He's a good guy now.
He is.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go!
Good morning, what's the crack?
Hey, good morning,
good morning.
Is it middle of the week already?
It's Hump Day.
Fantastic. I think we deserve this.
We do.
Someone else I encountered this morning seems to be a little bit confused about maybe the day of the week or what side of the road to drive on.
Oh, really?
Perhaps. Yeah, I was on the Rathmines Road, the big long street.
It's always the Rathmines Road.
It's just so straight people lose their minds, you know?
And they just want to feel something, so they swerve.
At that hour of the morning in particular. So big long street, when I say for ages there wasn't a sinner around, it was an hour ago now. And
let me guess, if I know the Rathmines Road correctly, you would have saw someone crossing the road not at the traffic lights and right in front of your car.
No.
No.
What I actually mean, sorry, I'm talking about the big straight road with Ranelagh behind you and Rathmines in front of you. That's straight. It's not quite in Rathmines yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That
right.
Big long road. So there's a bus lane on the left. And again, not a sinner around.
Mm.
And I could see someone like attempting to pull out. And I was like, sure, they're miles from me. I've right away. Surely they won't. And I get a little bit hesitant when I see them starting to move. And I was like, okay, well, slow down. See what this person's up to.
This is the Rathgar Road. The one with Maxall on the left.
Is that called the Rathgar Road?
That's the Rathgar Road, yeah.
Even though it's between Rathmines and Rathgar, it's called Rathgar Road.
The Rathgar Road.
Sure, so it should be 50-50.
So is this
depending on what direction you're going, it's going to Rathgar.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's about the destination.
I would say if I'm going to town, then it's the Rathmines Road because Rathgar is behind me.
Rathmines Road is the next straight one.
Okay.
Where you come around the corner, it's Slattery's.
What way you're going, it's Rathgar Road.
It's the Rathgar Road, yeah.
That
it's the one with all the estates on the left coming out. I hate that road.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, out comes this fella. And he goes up to the left, as in where I'm going. And I went, whoa, man, where are you off to? Swerves into my lane continues in the bus lane.
Nice.
Beside me, the wrong way, like on my left.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, maybe he's just being cheeky and picking someone up for work, like a house there or whatever.
Yeah.
No, I'm in the rear view. The lad's just going for a spin to Rathmines the wrong way up the road in the bus lane.
Oh my God.
Donuts in
the bus lane. Really confusing.
Okay.
I didn't realise it was the Rathgar Road, regardless of which direction you're going.
Yeah.
That's Rathgar supremacy. They paid to have that.
Too. Okay, fair enough. And then Rathmines Road is just in Rathmines into town.
Yeah, it's the one with like Lidl and it's the one with, yeah.
Sorry for the confusion, guys. I've ruined the whole story.
I'm with you now. I have you.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Fully charged.
Recharged.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona. I hope you're well this morning.
Morning.
What's crack? Did you know that it was David Beckham's 50th over the weekend?
50.
Mm. 50 years old, aging like a fine wine.
If I looked like that now, I'd be happy.
Oh my God, me too, quite honestly. Look, it was a pretty star-studded event. Apparently it was shut down from noise complaints at 3 a.m. Go on, David.
I like that vibe. That's good vibes.
Bit
because
of crack.
I would have thought David Beckham would be a little bit not so much crack, and he'd be like, right, it's over at 10:30 and everyone's back to bed.
Yeah.
Did they have it in the gaff?
I think it was in London. Not sure exactly where, but you might remember there was photos, only it feels like yesterday, but a few months ago now, of Victoria's 50th. She's like a little bit older. And that was the crack. Remember she was
all
on crutches at the time?
Yes.
After her fall and she was having
I love the two of them so much.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel, and I believe everything about them. I believe they're lovely. I believe they love each other so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think they're great.
They've marketed themselves so well.
So well.
I just have never really had much of a scandal. Or like, did they have one? Everyone was like, we don't care, you're too good looking.
Yeah.
They referenced that in the Beckham documentary, I think.
Oh, yes.
There was the rumours of the affair a long time ago.
Yeah.
But look, that's not really the point of the story, because the point of the story is the big snub. There was no son of Brooklyn and his wife Nicola Peltz at the 50th.
Okay.
And they've been doing deep dives on this. It looks like there's a little bit of a rife, bit of hassle in the family when it comes to Brooklyn and Nicola.
Bit of rivalry.
So I'm going to bring it right back. So their wedding was in 2022. This is Brooklyn and Nicola in Palm Beach, and apparently tensions were sparked back at that point, because Nicola apparently excluded Victoria from wedding planning completely.
Oh God, now that's something you don't do.
No, zero contact apparently.
If Victoria Beckham wants to organise anything in my wedding, she should be allowed.
Darling, you
and
do
I hope,
whatever.
I hope she does.
Yeah, absolutely.
The top table was apparently dominated by her family, which again, realistically, that's a bit of a hurtful thing if you're just a normal person like any of us.
I don't think she's normal.
There's an ego there as well, you know?
I think your one Peltz is like from money. I think she's like a billionaire or something.
Your one Peltz. Yeah.
It is Nicola Peltz, isn't it?
No, I just like the way you said
your one
it. Because it was a real like lady in the hairdresser. Your one Peltz, she's bad news.
She's from money, she is.
Yeah, millionaires, utter millionaires.
Right.
The other thing about it is that Nicola wore Valentino, not Victoria Beckham's dress. And she was asked about this. Now that's a bit of a thing when you're dealing with one of the biggest fashion like brands in the world, I suppose. She blamed it on alter issues or something when she was asked about it afterwards, but apparently there's obviously been a bit of a loyalty shift here as well, because Brooklyn seems to have grown a huge amount closer to her family. He spends more time in LA, and the Beckham family then, they're over in London, so there's not much hanging out there at all. After the wedding, Brooklyn and Nicola went on holidays with her family. No sign of the Beckhams there as well. So they've actually done, again, the poor El Journo dealing with this. I think it was the Star newspaper at the Sun this morning. Brooklyn and Nicola have missed 12 Beckham family events as of late.
My God. As of 12? How many family events do they have?
Yeah, how many get-togethers are they having? Are they not busy?
Well, some big ones in there, including Victoria's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Mother's Day. David's 50th birthday celebration, dinner, a Paris trip, a party. There has been no social media acknowledgement of David's birthday by Brooklyn. And you might see a lot of the footage from, there's just a lot of other kids' love on David and Victoria's Instagram as of late. Ooh. Then, this work has proper drama now. Everyone still with me?
Yeah.
Yes, right. I am hooked.
Romeo, younger brother, dating this girl called Kim Turnbull. Unfortunate surname. That girl, Kim, is Brooklyn's ex.
No! Oh my God.
Now, they dated when they were teenagers, but people are questioning this girl Kim's intentions getting in with the boys.
Oh, that girl is clever.
Yeah, she sure is.
She was like, crap, I'm after fumbling.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Don't worry.
Romeo, come over here.
Brothers.
Romeo.
At what stage down the age gap does like this
get? Oh my God, do you think Romeo and Brooklyn compare notes?
Oh, stop that. Apparently, Nicola is really uncomfortable around Kim at family events. Victoria, then, really beating down the hatches on this is very supportive of Kim.
Oh, not Nicola.
They like Kim, do they?
So the dynamics are all off here completely. And then, again, speculation that Brooklyn Fields replaced or sidelined by the family. Anyway, something going on there. Sources say they're heartbroken over Brooklyn's distance. And as I mentioned, all these kind of photos online with Romeo and Cruz, no sign of Brooklyn.
He seems like such a dope.
He seems like a bit of a wet blanket. Yeah. But this is juicy.
Yeah, it is.
I am sat. Like, this is wild. That he didn't put up an Instagram of David Beckham's birthday.
Yeah, especially since he loves photography.
Why didn't he do a dark picture where you can't tell who it is? Like, so hard to get a good picture of this man, but he's gorgeous.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Shane, what's the story with you this morning?
Good morning. Listen, do you have a message that you want to get out to the world? And would you pay to advertise it on the side of a man's mohawk on Instagram?
Absolutely.
That is what I'm asking.
Absolutely,
this morning.
I would.
You would? Okay, yeah. You're in.
I could imagine like a Emma, Dave and Fiona, but like kind of going around a mohawk. I can totally picture that.
Well, this is, you are literally the target audience for this man. It's kind of like the 2025 version of like, you know, those sky messages?
Oh, yeah.
They used to drag with the planes, but now it's on a man's mohawk.
Do you remember the guy? I think he's still around. I haven't seen one of his signs pop up in ages though. The guy that just holds up a sign. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You put messages on signs all around the place.
On the like cardboard sign that's like, stop charging extra for oat milk or like, what have you.
Exactly.
That's effective marketing as well.
Yeah, I'd say if one in every 100 he put up something for advertising purposes, it'd be worth a few quid to him.
Oh, yeah. A few, and like very low outgoing costs, just cardboard and a marker. Like, it's grand. But so there's a man in America called Bob Bagnall, aka Mohawk Bob. You'll find him at Mohawk Mania Bob on Instagram. And with the help of his wife Julie, he advertises for companies and world events on the side of his mohawk. So I think Julie paints the mohawk and he sits there nicely. Like,
I love to, she said world events, like just walking down the street and you see like in a mohawk, like Pope's dead.
No, literally, you're coming for, no, that's literally, I feel like this is honestly probably how some people find out. I first came across Mohawk Bob randomly on Instagram when I just saw the side of his mohawk, and on the side of his mohawk was an RIP notice for Pope.
Stop!
Francis.
I didn't even realise that.
This is such a joke. I hope it's the wife doing all the work.
I feel like he just lies there delicately like a little girl getting French plaits for school and she just paints this work of art. But no, he does do bits like alongside posing with the mohawk and I guess maintaining having a mohawk. Like, I'm like, what does it look like when it's down?
Oh.
But so he does a little verbal announcement in the videos. He like kind of makes an ad. Like when he posts a video of this mohawk, he like does a little ad to flesh out the video. It sounds a bit like this.
Mohawk Bob here. Pope Francis was the people's pope. He was an amazing man and chosen by God. Check out this mohawk I just crafted up. Chicken jockey. Representing from England, Sam Fender. Rock, indie rock, and pop rock. Check him out, my friends, at Coachella this year.
Wow. Sorry, did Universal Music Ireland pay Mohawk Bob to plug Sam Fender? And
honestly,
like,
who's on the electric picnic lineup? Check Bob's mohawk.
Check Bob's mohawk. I'm like, is it a choice for him to like sound, every sentence he said, it sounded like it's his first time ever speaking. Yeah. Like, I'm like, is he okay? But anyway, he's fabulous. Imagine that was the way you found out the Pope died.
Yeah, that'd be like a weird mohawk hairstyle. Yeah,
oh
like,
my God, it's such a big God!
It's huge. You can fit all sorts
it's
on
massive.
There.
Oh, nice.
You could fit like your wedding guest.
He does not look like how he sounds. And I know that's stupid coming from us who work on radio, but like he sounds like he's a lot more... He looks like he's a lot more serious than...
Yeah.
I think he looks like. Exactly like him. I think I've never seen a better connection of looking and sounding. But I was thinking of other body parts that could be advertised on. I think Bob is on to something here. Just if you're listening this morning and you have these body parts and you'd like to like make a bit of money, listen up.
Get on it.
Okay, first off, bald patches on the top of men's heads.
Yes.
If you're upset about going bald, you might as well make some money about it.
Fact.
people are flying drones, people are like taking off from airplanes, and you could, that's some premium premium advertising.
It's in space.
Absolutely. You know, advertise like Jeff Bezos's next flight to space, you know, and it's a good vantage point to see them from.
I like it.
Yeah. The backs of tall people at concerts.
Oh, that's okay? genius.
So if you're standing beside and they just get like a little Polly Pocket, like a little plastic pocket, sew it into the back of your t-shirt, and then you charge companies to put their poster in there.
Yeah, very
and you
good.
Just and you just stand in front, like kind of like those like little poster things that are at gigs at the at like in Whelan's and stuff.
Sure,
you know?
It's like here next week. I won't be standing here.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, hello. And then finally, builders' arse cracks. you know, if you're spending the week installing Mary's bathroom, she want to know. She might want to know like what's in the middle aisle in Lidl that week. So just have it. Across the crack, because I know you're not planning on lifting your jeans up at any stage.
That's not going to happen. So you might as well make a few quid while you're at it. Mary in the middle aisle. Oh, that's down in Bob's arse crack.
Here's David Gray. Lawnmower there that week.
Sports car, you're on spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
What is the crack this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you guys know I'm a comedian? Do I ever mention that, or were you guys?
Oh, do you think you'd be funnier?
Yeah, I know. That is the main thing. Honestly, comedians famously shy, cracking person. Terrible personalities. But I was gigging last night. You might be familiar with the Young Hot Guys podcast.
My favourite
podcast. All the boys, all the cuties, all the nice, unproblematic men in comedy. There's only three of them, and they're all in a podcast together. Cillian Sunderman, Tony Cantwell, and Shane Daniel Byrne. Shane's away on holidays. And he's actually working in Tenerife. And he is. He's doing a telly show. Ooh. And so they do a monthly new material night called Young Hot Gags.
Love it.
And I was on last night.
What do you mean you were on last night?
So I was doing stand-up at it. It's like a live show. It's on in the Workman's.
Gotcha.
And yeah, it was great.
It's like the first Monday of every month or something.
Something like that. Well, yesterday was Tuesday. So you're not off to a great
start.
But yeah, no.
But I went before and it was a Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well then.
Just so you know.
No, that's good. I know you're up to date with the admin. But they have such a nice crowd. Such a nice audience.
Really? Why?
I just feel like I was looking out like from the stage and I was like, I feel like everyone here recycles. Do you know? Do you ever get that when you look out at a crowd of people and you're like, everyone here is a nice person.
And not just like recycles what's clean, actually makes an effort to wash stuff off.
Yeah, they'd be washing out their yogurt pots now in this crowd. Like there was a lot of tote bags.
To be fair, I've learned a lot about recycling from Young Hot Guys. Like, did you know if you put a pizza box in the rubbish and it has a bit of grease from the pizza, you're basically ruining the recycling. If you put that in the recycling
all
bin,
over it.
You're basically ruining the recycling for the entire street.
That's the thing. That's the thing with recycling. It's so much pressure.
So much pressure.
It's like you're back in school. It's like, you didn't just ruin this for yourself.
Yeah.
You ruined it for the whole class.
So I bet you they all recycle purely because
I'd say they do.
They're told to by Young Hot Guys.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of them there had like rescued a three-legged greyhound. Yeah. You know what I mean? I loved it. I was like, I'm home.
Yeah, good
Excellent.
Vibes. Good vibes all around. And come here, did you do the same comedy gig? Like, would you always have the same stuff in your arsenal, like ready to go?
So I thought it was like a new material night and they were like, it's a great chance to try new stuff. And then by the time it got to like 8 o'clock last night, I was like, what am I doing here? Like, I have nothing new written. And Tony was like, it'd be great if you could do your old stuff. Like, we're all trying new. So like, do something solid.
Oh, thank God.
And I was like,
a lot of pressure.
I'll do it for you.
A lot of pressure off.
Have it learnt off.
Literally.
Yeah. This is Keane DeCrow. Absolutely love it. It's so happy and it's good vibes. Another sunny day in Dublin. This is Keane DeCrow, A Little Dreaming on Spin. Good morning.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Oh, probably one of our best. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. This is one of the greatest radio games of all time, where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. Who have we got on to play?
It's Nicole. What are you up to this morning?
I am off to Mullingar for work.
Oh, very good. What's a Mullingar? What do you do?
I'm a social media manager.
Very good, Nicole. Very good.
Do you have any of the logins permanently on your phone? And do you ever be logged into them on the weekend and accidentally put up a story of you shaking your arse in the club? But it's
for... You know what? It happens so often.
Girl.
You're like, am I on the right account?
Oh, I've been there. And is it a serious kind of place that you do social media management for? Or could you style
it
out?
So, so fun.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I love it. Okay, so you wouldn't be amiss if you just put up a story of yourself that was meant for close friends.
I feel like I could guess what Nicole's company is.
Okay.
Because I know a company in Mullingar.
Ooh.
And I know people who do social for it.
Oh my God, I love it.
Is it a makeup brand, Nicole?
It is.
Am I deadly?
You're what is this? Ass, Dave.
That was very impressive.
I have a feeling it's cash.
It is.
I love Cash. Oh my God. I love their primer.
I'm supposed to be guessing what they've written down.
I don't know about you, Nicole.
We're just that in sync. All right, Nicole. Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something. You answer on the third beep. If you say the same thing I've written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. All makes sense, Nicole?
Yeah.
Happy days. Let's do this. Round number one. Name any sport.
Dancing.
Dancing. Ooh. A sport?
I'll allow it.
Girly.
Yes.
If you'll allow it, I won't allow it. Nicole, do you know what?
Dancing is a sport.
Is it a sport?
Of course it is. Oh,
it is. I thought it was a hobby.
All right, Nicole. I've written down.
I will die on that hill.
I've written down boxing. Very good, Nicole.
Okay, amazing start. Nicole, would you like to play on for more cinema passes?
Yeah, of course.
All right, here we go. Round two. Nicole, name any Irish singer.
Ooh, Keane
DeCrow. Keane DeCrow. Fantastic answer.
I thought you were going to say Keane from Westlife, and I was like, that's so good.
Let's go specific.
And oh, my God.
I have written down Niall Horan.
Yay!
Not too far from Mullingar, I'm pretty sure. Very good.
Nicole, you're killing it. Would you like to play on for more cinema passes? Two in the bag?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Here we go at round three, Nicole. Name any breakfast cereal.
Honey Nut Crunch.
Honey Nut Crunch.
I love Nicole. This is so good.
I have written down Frosties.
Nice one, Nicole.
Nicole, three cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to play on?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right, here we go. Fourth question, round four. Nicole, name any park in Dublin.
St. Anne's Park.
St. Anne's Park in...
Raheny.
Mm-hmm. I've written down Marley Park.
Way. Okay, Nicole, well done. You're into the final round.
Huge.
Would you like to go for one more?
Let's risk it.
Let's do it, Nicole. All right, here we go. Round five. Emma, Dave or Fiona?
Dave.
For five IMC cinema passes, Nicole, I have written down Fiona.
Yay!
Oh my God, he's obsessed with me. Nicole, amazing.
Congratulations, five IMC cinema passes is yours, Nicole. Have a fantastic day.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Great success all around, must be said.
A great game, a great player as well.
What did you say, the primer, is it?
Yes, oh, it's so good.
Okay, nice.
Sorry, I'm just a walking ad. Yes, I love you, Kat.
This is new Irish music from Khaki Kids. Turn it up, it's so summery. It's called Date Night on Spin. You and I might well spoke it. Should have said that before the 8-point spin. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
What's the story?
Hey, what's happening?
Good morning. Guys, busy day for me yesterday. So I was obviously working here at Spin 103.8, where we all work and enjoy. And then in the evening, I was gigging. But in between, I went and got my hair done. Thank you guys so much for complimenting it.
I did the second I walked in.
Yeah, but you didn't mean it. Anyway.
I didn't. I didn't.
So before I started this show, I had to urgently get my hair done because we had a photo shoot and I cheated on my hairdresser. It's awful. She lives in London and she comes back every now and then. But you don't need your hair done that often. I just get in with her. But this, I had to go to another hairdresser. It was a nightmare. I said what I wanted. She completely ignored me. And my real hairdresser had to fix it.
My real one.
She was like, come on, what are we looking at? You know when your hairdresser is like, oh, mind you. But she is always so like honest with me to like a scary degree. I remember once I asked for bangs and she was like, I'm not cutting bangs into your hair. She was like, I follow follow you on Instagram.
I think you'd suit bangs.
No, she was like, I follow you on Instagram. I know you won't style them. And then she like made a show of me. She was like, you want me to put bangs in your hair? And I was like, okay. And then yesterday, because I never know, like I can't make a decision for myself. She was like, what are we doing with the cut? And I was like, can I have a bob? Which I have.
Can
like,
I have a bob? Please.
I've gone like in and out of, like I've had a bob and then I grow it out and then I'm like, I want the bob again. And she point blank refused. She was like, we are not doing a bob today.
I love the thought of doing this in a normal business. Like going into a chipper and be like, can I get a battered sausage? And they're like, no.
You are not getting a
battered
sausage.
I've seen
your
Instagram.
Today.
No.
I know you're not happy. You can't handle a battered sausage. She was like, it looks good in your hair for a few weeks and then it looks like a block. And she was like, grow it out. And then I was like, I'm getting married in 6 months. And she was like, you're getting married in 6 months and you're asking me for a bob. And she was like, no, that hair journey towards your wedding starts now. I'm not cutting it today. We need to grow it out by an inch and don't ask me for a bob again.
Oh my gosh, she sounds terrifying. I love her.
She's very strict.
I love her.
I remember when I said I wanted to go darker and I hadn't like told her in advance or sent her in any pictures and she started like frantically vaping. She was like, I can't do this.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning and a happy Wednesday. Important question for you this morning on 087 711 103. What do you put up with so that your landlord doesn't remember you exist? And I know it's a bit of a bizarre question, but the reason and what basically what that question means is like, what do you just deal with in your house? Like something's obviously gone wrong, but you don't want to call the landlord because you don't want to have to deal with him because if you call him, then he's going to remember you exist and he's going to want to check up on you and he's going to want to check the house and make sure everything's, you know, up
and
to code.
Put the rent up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we're like, oh yeah, you guys.
The second.
Charging you double.
Yes.
Or if your landlord, whatever, if they remember that they have a house and go, do you know what I'll do? I'll sell that. You go, no, exactly. I have nowhere to live. Yeah. You live in Dublin. There's nowhere to live.
Yeah, absolute. Like everyone, I feel like who's renting is so scared of their landlord going, oh yeah. Oh, Jesus. I forgot I owned that house. Listen, I might sell that, actually.
Yeah. My daughter's coming home from Australia, actually. You're evicted now.
Yeah.
Get out.
And that's the biggest fear ever. You're just like, let me live
it's
here.
It's so damn relatable. So that's what we want to know. What you put up with so your landlord doesn't remember you exist. The things that I'm putting up with, obviously, like, small things for a while.
Yeah.
Like, our kitchen backsplash has a little bit of mold. Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's absolutely
it's just
grand.
Where you eat and prep.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We don't need to go into the kitchen. Don't worry about it. It's only a little bit of mold. A little bit of mold.
Yum, yum, yum.
The electric gate, obviously, it's broken. There's no batteries in it, which is a bit annoying, but don't worry. We can still unlatch it and open it, you know.
Just to bring you back to more related bit of terms.
Manually.
Shared house, five people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guys, isn't it so annoying when the battery in your electric gate is gone? I literally hate that.
That's like, awful.
Let's just relate this guy up a little bit. Five people shared house.
Yes, it is. But to be fair, the landlord did put money into it and for some reason he decided he wanted an electric gate. And he couldn't be the only person on the road without an electric gate.
Oh, true.
God forbid.
It's a shame.
But it's one of those things where it's like, do you know what? We absolutely don't need to bother the landlord for this because then he will remember that we exist. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, it's come down to it and it's kind of getting to the point where I feel like I need to contact the landlord. And you know, if you're the one to contact the landlord, all the housemates are like, why did you do that?
Yes,
like, shut up. Don't say anything. Like, it's fine. So the reason I was going to contact the landlord was purely out of principle. Okay. So the lawnmower. I want to talk with the lawnmower, right? Okay. And the lawn. That is my job. That's what I do in the house. I cut the grass,
okay,
right?
Okay, someone's got grass.
Yeah.
All right, bragging.
grass and electric game. Doing very well for myself. So it's my job to cut the grass. I cut it once a week, right? The lawnmower has been broken for a while. The landlord fixed the lawnmower. That was fantastic, right? However, and then he went away and everyone was like, great, we don't have to deal with him for a while. But I've just realised that there is no petrol in the lawnmower, right? Ooh. There's absolutely no petrol at all. And purely out of principle, I feel like that's something that he should fill up. Purely because I'm cutting your grass. Do you know what I mean? I know it's also for me, but I'm technically cutting your grass. I'm making sure that your garden is nice. So I think that he should put the petrol into the lawnmower. And I'm just in two minds of whether to say it or not. It's purely on principle. I could go and fill up the lawnmower myself with petrol. It would probably not cost that much.
€3.
I'd imagine. But it's just, it's principle. I have to go and I have to get a jerry can. I have to fill up the jerry can.
Effort.
But not even principle. Not effort. remember, principle, okay? Yeah. This is something he should fill up. I think, personally, I'm cutting his grass. Now, maybe this landlord's listening right now going, oh my God, I would evict him straight away.
That's our real target demographic. Yeah. All those landlords out there.
They all listen to Spin.
They love listening. Yeah.
Dave, I'm going to put something to you. Okay. It's no Mo May.
It's no Mo May.
Yeah, you're meant to be letting the grass grow long.
Oh, crap, yeah.
You're well, in big trouble with the environmentalists.
Have I cut the grass? No.
You're just thinking about it.
I'm just thinking about it.
You're planning ahead for June.
Exactly.
Okay, you're getting organised.
Yeah, it's just one of those things I'm considering, you know, texting the landlord to be like, hey, will you put petrol on that so I can actually cut the grass in, obviously,
in,
of course,
June.
In June.
Of course, after May 31st.
I know people who put up with all sorts of rubbish and their house is falling down on them. They're like, I can afford this rent. It's a sorry state of affairs,
yeah.
But I do not need this landlord to know that I exist.
Yeah,
my toilet hasn't flushed since 2012.
But it's grand.
Yeah. I was living in a house before and I remember I poked the ceiling with a brush and
As you do.
Yeah, because it was looked like a bubble it was a bubble and water fell through it.
No.
And I was like, is there any way we can just not call the landlord on this one? So that's what I'm going through at the moment. What do you put up with so that your landlord does not remember you exist? 087-711-1038. Voice notes are so welcome.
Do you know what I will say in case you do have landlord anxiety? If you want to be anonymous, by all means, come into us anonymously as well.
Oh, absolutely.
A voice changer or something as well. Don't be worrying.
Good morning. This morning on the show, we're asking you, what do you put up with so your landlord doesn't remember you exist? That question basically means, what do you have wrong in your house? But you don't want to call the landlord because then your landlord will be like, oh, right, I'll come over now that I remember you exist. And that's just terrifying. Mm. When your landlord is in your house, well,
very uncomfortable.
His house. You just feel like no, this is it's weird. I hate it. It's like putting your hand in like a beehive or something. It's like it's very uncomfortable. It's like, please get out.
He'll remember to double the rent.
Yeah.
He'll remember to evict you.
Yes,
like
exactly.
It's just like you don't want to shake
it's
that.
It's the
beehive.
Reminder of you're gonna come in the next time you call over to fix the Hoover. You're gonna go, this is it now, lads. I'm actually gonna sell up. Do you know?
Do you know? Last year our landlord came over and was like, I just need to price the house. And that was apparently just for insurance reasons. But it was a terrifying couple of
times.
So that's why this morning on the show we're asking you, what do you put up with so your landlord doesn't remember you exist?
Susanna was on.
About 15 years ago, I lived in Phibsborough, just beside the church there. And when we moved in, they didn't have a back door. They had a gate on, like, in the kitchen at the back door. So as in, like, when you're standing in the kitchen, you could see outside and, like, feel the wind coming from outside. Like I said, it was literally just a gate. There was no insulation or anything like that. And the landlord said that he would, as like the day we moved in, he's like, oh, someone would be coming next week to fix that. Never came. We just lived with a gate for a back door for a year. Also, whenever it rained really heavily, the ceiling would leak into our beds. So, like, you'd have to, like, maneuver your body or lie in a particular way so you weren't hitting a wet patch.
Sorry, the neck of this landlord, I actually kind of respect it. I'm like, do you know what? If you can get away with not putting a door in your kitchen, you know, guarantee he's one of those landlords who's like, oh, you want a door, do you? Right, fine.
Yeah, that's extra. I love how the landlord says, I'll come over and someone will fix that, as if it's broken. It's like, no, there wasn't a door there to begin
place,
with.
Yeah. Dave, you were mentioning a little while ago that you have an issue based on principle regarding the lawnmower.
Yeah, I was saying that, like, basically, I was wondering, does a landlord have to fill that up with petrol? Do I have to fill it up with petrol? Surely not. I'm cutting your grass, mate.
On that, Mel was in touch.
Dave, I'm disappointed in you and I don't even know you.
Ooh.
Would you go fill a can and fill the petrol? Listen to me. You'll be saving yourself years of hassle. We rent and I do all the maintenance on the garden. Mm. That is cutting down the bushes because I absolutely can't stand them. Does my landlord know I'm doing it? No. No. Absolutely not. Listen, if the ceiling is falling down on top of you, call the landlord. Anything else? Hell no.
Oh my God.
Well,
Mel is the landlord dream.
Mel is sponsored by landlords.
I'm actually nervous now because obviously there's been a huge amount. I've mentioned this in the show loads that like people were moving out. My boyfriend was moving in and my landlord kind of was using this as an opportunity to do kind of jobs that he's been wanting to do for a while. Like getting the place painted when there wasn't like bodies in every room kind of a thing. So he's been around loads because of that. And then since then, we have, in no particular order, broken somehow the Hoover, the dryer, and now the fire alarm. alarm is beeping again, so the batteries need changing.
Have you checked if there's a fire?
Thankfully, we're all good. But I had to, just when I said, now he's been around loads, now we'll just start our lives living here, he'll forget that we exist and we might talk to him before Christmas. Yeah. Maybe we're issue with the heating or something. I had to send the message yesterday. Do you want to hear what I said?
It was so...
Because my boyfriend Jack was like, I'll do it. I'm like, no, you're too new. Curse. You know what I mean? You're not going to say.
Oh.
I said, hey, hope you're enjoying the gorgeous sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
Just wondering, any update in the Hoover? Also, fire alarm is beeping. I know that one is particularly tricky. Do you remember how to sort it? Don't want to mess it up by being too aggressive. Finally, the dryer is acting up. I know it's a recent one, so I wanted to alert you to it. We don't use it too often, so I'm a bit surprised. Anyway, as I said, hope you're enjoying the weather.
You just know for a fact that landlord was thinking about selling until he got that message and was like, do you know what? I won't sell the house
she's
now.
Lovely
she's
girl.
Awful lovely. Oh, she's awful nice.
Girl. That
she's
is literally friendly. How you have to... Yeah. Like to anyone, if you're a woman, you're like, by the way, I love your hair. And also, my house is just on fire here, if it'd be possible.
Yeah. I showed it to my boyfriend, Jack. I was like, I reached out, by the way. And I just handed him my phone. He went, ah, oh, Jesus, you're brilliant, you are. You're a brilliant, you are. He can't be mad at us because of that now, can he?
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Written for her mom and regarding the kind of turbulence in her family dynamic as of late. It's lovely. Miley Cyrus and End of the World on Spin.
Good morning. Exciting news, one and all. Spin is going to be live from Wellfest on May 10th and 11th. That's this weekend, in case you didn't know, with Flyfet. Flyfet, Wellfest, Wellfest. Okay. Well,
Flyfet and Wellfest. Nice.
Oh, I'm killing it.
Were you just testing
Thank you
us
to
there?
Our sponsors. No, I wouldn't be one for a test on the radio now.
Count to three. One, two, three.
Do it again.
And let's do that again.
Flo Foss and Will Fest. From the top?
No.
Okay, right.
Wrong.
Wellfest, if you haven't heard of it, is Europe's largest outdoor health, fitness and wellness festival. And we're joining forces with Flyfit to provide the tunes with Marty Guilfoyle and Jamie Maguire. I think I'm the only person here who hasn't had a party that they've DJed at, which I need to amend. And the Spinnies will be there too with tons of giveaways.
Very exciting. We got a pair of them Wellfest tickets to give away every single day on the show this week. And we're also going to throw in a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership too.
Okay, Stephen and Sarah are on to give this little game a go this morning. Stephen, how are things?
All good. On the way to work yourself.
What do you do, Stephen?
I'm an electrician.
Very good. You know what? We need more of them because they seem to be in very, very like
high demand
and there's none of them.
Yeah, everyone's giving up their trades.
Yeah, that's good for me.
Yeah, very good for you, Stephen. Very good for you. All right, we also, Stephen, stay there because we also have Sarah on the phone. Sarah, what's the story with you?
On the way to work.
And what do you do?
I'm in a preschool.
You're in a preschool. I was kind of hoping you'd also say you were an electrician. I'd be like, two electricians? Oh my God, the phones are going to be off the chain.
Yeah, be like, whoa, give me their number quick. There's so much to be done in my car.
And Sarah, in a preschool, do you do nap time? You do. See, that's the dream.
We're all fans of that.
I just wonder when the nap stopped. Like, when did we all, you know, just as a group decide, we're at the age now where we stop doing naps.
It hasn't stopped for me yet.
Guys, we'd love to get you sorted with Wellfest this morning. You're kind of going head to head on this game of genuinely guessing. Essentially, there are 10 gym doors in front of us. Behind 9 of them is nothing. The gym is closed. Behind 1 of them is a very busy gym. You're going to take turns to open doors. So we'll start with you because you're on line 1, Stephen. Any L number there between 1 and 10?
7.
7. Lucky number 7.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh! You got it in 1, lucky number 7.
That's going to be a good day, so.
Sarah, I'm so sorry. Have a great day.
Sorry, Sarah. Nap time.
Stephen, congratulations. That's lucky number 7. It's never lucky number 7.
Yeah, because everyone guesses 7.
That was a good one.
That was a good guess.
That's amazing.
Stephen, congratulations.
Electrician's luck is what they say.
He knows the right doors. He got it. Stephen, congratulations. You're off to Wellfest with your ticket sorted, and we're going to throw in a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership as well.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
Sounds, Stephen. Have a good one. Bye, Stephen.
You too. Have a nice day.
Good luck.
Bye. Obviously, Wellfest is happening this weekend and you only have 2 more chances to win on the show tomorrow morning from just before 8 o'clock. Your chance to win with Wellfest.
It's contagious.
Wellfest and FlyFit. If you were listening to the show a few weeks ago, you may not remember that I had been invited to be a guest on the legendary Ian Dempsey's podcast.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I think this was before your time, Fiona. And essentially,
before you were born.
I was just a twinkle in producer Callum's eye.
Yes.
But at the time, a few weeks back, Dave and Callum will remember in particular in the room, like, I was nervous.
Yeah, you
because,
were.
Because, look, Ian Dempsey is a legend. He is a breakfast host. He's on air next door to us here in Today FM. Don't switch over to him as much as he's a legend. You stay where you are. But look, like, I was just, like, honoured and also like, oh, I'm going to come last in the quiz.
Yeah, so it's a quiz podcast, isn't it? And there's kind of a leaderboard.
There is, yeah. And he has a leaderboard from doing the podcast, like, out in front of him. And he, like, marks you into a room with other people, basically based on how you score. We learned when we were setting this up, and we did a bit of practice on the show to get me ready for it with, like, some other questions that he'd used on other episodes with people. And we realised that Darren Garrahy's dad, Eugene, was lowest on the leaderboard with a score of 2. And I just said, look, if I even just get level there, that's fine. I just don't want to be lowest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't want to embarrass the show. I don't want to embarrass Dave.
Yeah,
I don't want to embarrass
you. She would have awful embarrassed
me. Mortified.
I don't want to embarrass Callum. So look, the episode was released yesterday, and I swear down, I haven't told Callum or Dave or now you, Fiona, how I got on at all.
No, we don't know.
Swear down. Okay. Very English of you, Emma.
I would say swear down too.
Swear down.
I swear down.
So as I said, yeah, it's called Dempsey's Dozen. 12 questions, bit of a chat, 12 questions to get through. I want to see what you think with certain questions and how I got on with them.
Okay.
Okay,
love it.
So we'll start with this. Over to Ian Dempsey.
What does DK stand for in the popular gaming series Nintendo Mario? Okay. Come on.
He's no laughing chance. Like he knows you're not going to get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, not a chance you got that one. I'm trying to think, would Emma, like, think about it and if you had time, but I feel like the pressure would get to you and I feel like, no, you didn't get that question correct.
Yeah, are you a gamer? I don't think yeah. so. I think you're a woman after my own heart. So I'm going to say no.
This is what I said.
I wrote down double cake.
I just thought gaming cake.
Is that some sort of Crash Bandicoot
that's
thing? Yeah,
thinking.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I
it's
said.
It's double jump, I think you're thinking of. But, yeah,
correct answer is Donkey Kong. So I got that one wrong.
Yeah.
Now, this one. Over to Ian Dempsey.
This Irish singer-songwriter was born Christopher John Davison in 1948 with many massive hits across the world. With which stage name is he more famous?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that one. That's a great question.
Good question.
I can hear your sharp inhale after that and it sounds panicked. Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to say you didn't get it. Okay.
This is what I said.
I wrote Christy Dignam, but I know that's wrong.
Now, how embarrassing. Christy Dignam rolling in his
1941.
Grave.
1941? Dear God.
I'd say Christy Dignam's like, excuse me, how dare you? Yeah, utter panic, right? So that also correctly was done, guys.
Oh, no.
Was wrong.
Is it Thin Lizzy?
No, the answer is Christopher.
Christopher.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Very good.
Then we just had a laugh about how I snort.
Okay, initials. What did the initials? Oh, I love a good snort.
He's such a supportive kid.
He is.
Such a legend, yeah. And then in this case, the question was...
True or false, in total there are 111 episodes of the US sitcom Friends.
Ooh.
111.
I would say, I would say no, there isn't. But I don't know. I'd say yes, you got this right. I'd say you got it right.
I think you got it right as well. Go on.
Okay, you're right to say false.
Right. Hey.
Well, it's not 10 by 10.
No, it's 236 episodes.
Really?
I was like, yeah, no, definitely not 111. You're catching me out there because it's 10 by 10. It's 10 seasons, 10 episodes per season. He was like, all right, well, I have to give you the point because it's false, but you're well off.
Yeah, it's 20 episodes per season, isn't it?
It's 236 in total.
Right.
Look, we love the logic.
I will reveal that's only 3 questions out of the 12. In total, I scored 5.
Hey!
Oh,
I'm
let's
not
go going.
Too ashamed.
Very good.
There. Yeah.
And you thought you were only going to get like 2.
I genuinely did.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
We're proud of you. Well done.
You beat Eugene.
Listen, I know you both would love a crack at this.
So much.
All right, let's see what we can do. I have those other questions up my sleeve. Stick around. You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And anxiety I certainly had when I was asked to be a guest on the legendary radio presenter Ian Dempsey's podcast. It's called Dempsey's Dozen. Essentially 12 questions, bit of a chat with the guest. And he has this leaderboard and I was just so scared a few weeks ago when I was asked. I was sweating. I was chatting to Dave and Callum at the time before Fiona's time going, guys, what if I let you all down and I get a score of 0? I'm really bad under pressure. General knowledge isn't great. Anyway, I just revealed some of the questions and how I got on. Overall, out of 12, I got a score of 5. I was happy enough.
I think that's
That was
good.
Fine.
Very good. But I was like, I was kind of like listening to you talk about it. I was like, well, I'm really jealous because I love a pub quiz. I love, like, you know, general knowledge kind of stuff. And people wouldn't think, but I'm actually all right at that kind of stuff. Mm. But I haven't been asked to do the podcast, so I feel like I should start, like, maybe... Do you think I could just start, like, dropping hints, like walking past Ian Dempsey when he finishes in, like, 10 minutes? I would walk past him and be like, oh, how are you, Ian? Any good podcasts to listen to?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or, like, I was thinking of joining the pub quiz, you know what I mean? Anywhere I could do a bit of practice.
But you could be is like, oh, my God, you know what I love better than a pub quiz? One that's on a podcast.
Yeah. I love podcasts,
do you know who I love? The winners of the Premier League in 1992 or something, like...
Like, start giving them specifics. Yeah. I feel like I should walk past him and just, do that and be like, oh, I know so much general knowledge. I think I'd be so good in a quiz. Oh, how are you, Ian?
It's like you. And I feel like I have an in because back in a former life, I used to read The Traffic, AA Roadwatch, and Ian Dempsey's Breakfast Show was one of the shows I would frequent.
Really? Okay, maybe so you're my in.
Yeah, doling out the M50 junctions, talking about the regional townlands up and down the country. So, yeah.
Here's what we'll do. Ian Dempsey is a fan of the show. He does listen to the show. He told me. So what I'll do is we do a little on-air edition.
Yes,
I'll give you some questions that were also asked by Ian on the podcast and see how you do, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay?
I'm nervous.
We'll start with you, Fiona. This is the question from Mr. Ian Dempsey.
These are initials. What do the initials I-M-H-O? What do they mean in a text message?
Okay, I actually know this one. In my humble opinion.
No.
Ian accepted either humble or honest. He did.
It's honest.
I'm just a humble person.
Okay, have a listen to this one, Fiona, where I want to know which A-list singer and actress said this.
I talk about myself in the third person all the time. I don't live my life in the way someone like you does. I live my life completely serving only my work and my fans.
Who said that?
It's given Kanye, we say.
Not to put you the pressure on, but I actually got this correct. Is that your final answer?
Oh, well, the way you're leading that makes me think it's wrong. But yeah, I'm just going to stick with it.
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Wow, you got that correct.
It was so winging it, Dave. I can't tell you. Like, there was someone in heaven going, I will give her this one. Honestly, I was like, Gaga? Random. Okay, this one then, Fiona.
So, a missing ingredient from a very well-known digital recipe. The ingredients are middle, pinky, ring, thumb, and what else?
Middle, pinky, ring, thumb and index?
Spot on.
Oh, very good.
That's 2 out of 3 for Fiona. That's good going. Okay, we move over to you, Dave.
Yeah.
From Mr. Ian Dempsey. You're trying to figure out the name of a song from these lyrics.
Kung Fu Fighting, Dancing Queen, Tribal Spaceman, and All That's In Between.
Okay, I'll give you 1997 was the year.
What am I guessing?
What's the name of that song? They're the lyrics from a song.
You can dance, you could at the time of your life. Having the time of your life. You're gonna see that girl, watch this. Dancing Queen.
1997.
I don't know. Is it not that?
This is it.
Crap. I just heard Dancing Queen.
All I heard was Kung Fu Fighting. And even when I had time to write down the answer and come back to it, I was like, Kung Fu Fighting. Emma.
I instantly thought it was the Kung Fu Panda song.
Yeah,
everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
All right, Dave, this question for you.
What one colour goes before these three winners of the Grand National? So a colour alligator, a colour rum, and a colour marauder. It's all the same colour.
It's got to be red. Oh, thank God.
Well done.
Red rum.
Yeah, red rum. Yeah.
I got that wrong.
Oh.
And Dave, the question is, what year does all these things happen?
Leo Varadkar was elected as leader of Fine Gael. The band Fontaines DC released their first single, Liberty Bell. The Nintendo Switch was launched worldwide. Ed had Castle on the Hill and Shape of You. And Taylor had Look What You Made Me Do and Gorgeous.
The year was 2016. No, was it 2017?
It was 2017.
Damn it.
There you go. Okay, 1 out of 3 for Dave. Listen, guys, I got a score of 5 out of 12. Everybody is welcome on this
podcast. Did you get that one right?
I did.
Did you?
Okay. Do you know why? because of Castle on the Hill and Ed Sheeran's other song, Shape of You, was released on the same day.
That's why I thought it was 2016. Yeah. That's just so
and too much other stuff happened in 2016, Brexit, Trump. I feel like that's a bit of a,
Okay.
No, nice. He's never going to have us on the podcast.
It's called Dempsey's Dozen. Go support me episode. I was terrible.
Ah, you were great.
I was grand. I was grand. I didn't totally make a show of y'all.
1038. Dublin. Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning to you.
I was going to tell you about my running, please, but I can't. I'm too distracted. Oh, what the hell is that?
That is a plum.
It looks awful. It looks...
Have you never eaten a plum,
It
Dave?
Looks like Emma is eating a snooker ball. It's disgusting looking.
Dave, have you... A plum is one of the most delicious fruits that Mother Nature ever gave us.
No, don't eat it.
Oh, Dave, take a bite.
No, God, no. That's we're stopping that right now.
We have to pay you?
No, my amount of money. I wouldn't have that. No, it's not happening. That's disgusting.
I'll fill up your petrol.
Look at it. It's awful. But tell me this.
I'll send you a tenner if you take a bite of that.
No, I'm not for any amount of money. What's the story? Why is it black? I've never seen a black. What is it called?
I don't know. It's aged plum. Or maybe very ripe.
Yeah,
tastes
that's
ripe.
The color
anyway,
they are.
Ripe as it gets.
Is ripe the one where it's ready?
Yeah, that's the one where it's ready, yeah. And the inside's orange.
Oh, it's
really good.
Awful.
And then inside...
What colour are they meant to be?
They're kind of like a dark purple or a black.
That's full on an eight ball.
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking a video yet. I'm just shining my light on it.
Yeah.
That's mental. That is like full on black.
That's it. Now, we're not going to hear about you're running today because you're so distracted by the plum.
I ran 3K yesterday.
Well done.
Why does it look like that?
Have you never seen the inside of a plum before?
Do you know what it looks like? It looks like you've bitten into an eight ball of a snooker thing, right? And inside is that stuff that's up in the attic.
Wow.
Christ. It's after 9 o'clock. I presume kids are in school. But look, that the following content just deserves a little bit of these.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it's not even feisty. It's about poo.
Okay.
Ew.
Dog poo.
Thank you. Right.
In particular, we're talking about
Love
today's
it.
Show. Dog owner a few months now. Seamus is a legend. All the rest.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God. You never said. That's something you should have told us. Mm-hmm. Next thing you'd be saying you have a boyfriend as well.
When you first got your gorgeous dog, Dennis, how many times would pastry. You go? Would you go to get yourself out to the garden to do the collection?
Now, that's Dwayne's job. That's a boy's job, man's job, my partner Dwayne.
Sorry, just repeat that just for my boyfriend Jack. Sorry, say that again. Sorry.
That is a boy's job, man's job, to do the poo. Okay.
Do you know what? I actually agree.
I'll clean the bathroom because he pretends he doesn't know how. And he can collect that poo. Sometimes we leave it a really long time and you can even see her out there being like, where do I go? It's a garden of poo.
Especially because you're spending so much time out there at the moment and we have literally like a square foot to deal with at the back. You're like, I need to do this every day. Anyway, I found myself in trouble because of Seamus's poos just yesterday in particular. One go. So on the... And I always said, you remember ages ago, years ago, when everyone was talking about their biggest icks?
Mm. Mm.
I used to be like, geez, you see a hot guy walking down the road and he's carrying a bag of poo and I'm just like, ick. Now I'm that person. My boyfriend Jack said to me ages ago when he first moved in, and we were walking through the park one night and I was like running off trying to get Seamus to run after me like while holding a massive bag of poo, and he was like, I never thought like this time last year if someone said what would you be doing when this time next year, oh, I'd be living in Ireland with this girl and she'd be running in front of me carrying a bag of poo swinging as it runs. Yesterday, poo bags attached to lead. I thought there was more attached to lead, but there was just two, it seemed.
Ooh.
And as we were on our way to Marley Park, he stops and off he goes. It wasn't a great one. Don't know. I gave him a few scraps at lunchtime. Big mistake.
Oh, 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 oh.
And I was really trying to deal with this. And my sister gave me this tip when I got a dog. It was my one thing. I said, I don't know how I'm going to deal with the picking up the poo situation. And she said, I have a trick. She said, before you pick up the poo with the bag, go get some debris, some leaves or some grass.
Oh, that's very clever.
So that you don't
actually feel it.
Yeah, anyway. You need to.
So I was in this, but
the heat of it.
Or worse, when you pick up, accidentally don't pick up your own dog's poo and it's cold. That's worse. You're just like, whose is this? I hope it's a dog.
Why does it matter?
It's just not good. It's happened to me so many times.
Imagine getting head to pick up poo and be like, ew, this isn't my dog's poo.
Trust me, it's not a good feeling.
It's someone else.
So I think I prefer cold.
The error that I'd made in my poo pickup the first time yesterday was I had done too much debris.
Okay.
So when I went to try and close the bag at the top, there was too much.
No, no.
And I was like, if I knock this, it's going to come out and go on my head.
No.
Nah, you've so ruined it, like, now. You've ruined breakfast for everyone.
What am I going to do? So I was like, okay, I have the other one. Thought I'd have more for this walk. So I was like, okay, I put that bag into this bag, but I'm still just trying. I was like, if this goes on my hands, I'm never going to recover.
This
is the worst pasta parcel I've ever heard.
Anyway. With that, a beautiful golden retriever starts bounding its way to us, and I turned to the owner and went, not now, I'm sorry.
I'm busy.
And she was like, oh, we can't say hello. And I said, I'm trying to knock it through all my hands. To say that me and this woman were crying with laughter. No. She was walking away going, oh, I'm dead. She was like, maybe tomorrow. I was like, if I see you again. She was like, best of luck, girl.
That's so funny.
Wrapped up. It's absolutely disgusting, but he's so worth it.
Totally.
We're all familiar with the championship team Burnley, correct?
Oh yeah, I'm all over them.
They're
yeah.
all I think about.
Good. They played very well all season, so much so that they're getting promotion to the Premier League next season.
Oh, good for
them.
So,
yeah, very good. All season long, though, Burnley players had been belting out the song Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield in the dressing room after every win, and it kind of turned into their unofficial anthem, right? A full-on tradition by the time they sealed promotion back to the Premier League with the win over Sheffield United. The song had basically, and still has, absolutely nothing to do with football, but something about the lyrics just hit right. The team absolutely loved it, and they were constantly singing it.
Go on, the boys.
Nailed it.
Humanizes football for me right there.
In fairness, who doesn't get hyped up by that song?
It's a great
song. I could go out and win a league or whatever it is they're playing in these days if I was listening to that as well.
But the day they were celebrating going up, they were in the middle of another passionate sing-along to Unwritten, and in walks in Natasha Bedingfield.
No, she does
and
not.
Starts singing along with them, which I just thought was unbelievable. The players went mad. She joined in, sang with them the entire song, and later performed on the pitch in front of the fans.
I never knew any of this. That's so cool.
I love
so
that.
Obviously, you know, sorry. She performed it all together now last year. Her voice is still in.
Is it?
Amazing.
Where is she from?
There too.
I don't even know where she's from. She must be. I wonder if she
is she Australian? Like
she's
Daniel?
From Daniel Bedingfield's house.
Oh, very good. So obviously Natasha Bedingfield is now a massive Burnley fan, and I thought, who else celebrity-wise is a fan of random football teams? So I welcome you to a game called Is This Celebrity a Fan of This Football Team or Have I Completely Made It Up?
Okay.
Ooh.
Here we go. Adele, is she a fan of Spurs?
Yes,
Tottenham
she
Hotspur.
Is.
She is a fan of Spurs.
I think I heard that somewhere at
She's
some
point.
She's
been seen at games and has spoken about supporting Spurs. Tom Hanks, is he a fan of Aston Villa?
I'm just going to say fake because the last one was real.
No, he is a fan of Aston Villa.
Okay.
He actually is. He openly talks about it and he even wears the scarf. And I've seen him at matches, which is crazy.
That's a bit random, isn't
good man, Tom.
Is Shakira a fan of Newcastle United?
No, she's not.
I think she is.
She's not.
Oh, I'm deadly at this.
Prince William, is he a fan of Queen's Park Rangers or QPR as they're known?
Oh, he was definitely at a game the other day with the young fella. Was that a QPR game though?
I don't think it was the Park Rangers.
I don't think it was them, no, because I actually had to watch that, but I don't think it was QPR. But
wouldn't it make sense that it was Queen's Park Rangers?
Too much sense, which is why I think you've made it up.
I have made it up. You're correct, Fiona.
What
he is in actual fact a massive fan of Aston Villa.
That's the one.
The other London
wasn't
team.
He like in a pub with Aston Villa supporters recently?
Oh, that was definitely for PR.
Yeah, well.
And not QPR.
Can I just say, I used to, in a pub I used to work with, there was this guy who was such a big fan of Aston Villa. He had a son called Aston, a daughter called Ava, and Aston Villa tattoos all over his body.
Oh my God.
So I can never hear
what
that name without thinking, yeah, I guess.
Is Snoop Dogg a fan of Crystal Palace?
Yeah. I say yeah, yeah.
He's not. No, I completely made that up just because it sounded funny.
It does sound funny.
Is Elton John a fan of Watford?
Nah.
He is a fan of Watford. He even owns part of the club, which is crazy.
Of course he does.
And he has a stand named after him. Okay. Is Noel and Liam Gallagher fans of Manchester City from Oasis?
I think that's like a, I think that's a curveball. I think they're a fan of something, but it's not them. Yeah, they are.
They are absolutely. Okay. They're huge City fans. They're huge City fans. It's their only downfall. And Gaga, is she a fan of Hull City?
I don't think Gaga knows Hull City exists.
Do you not think, though? No. Okay, yeah, you're right on that one. And is Rihanna a fan of Arsenal?
Rihanna doesn't know Arsenal exists.
She wore the kit, she met the players, and she has been to matches.
Wow,
there you go.
Oh my God.
She's a fan of Arsenal.
Kim K's kids are mad into now, the whole Premier League.
Yeah.
They're always travelling around. Don't know who their team is, but they get the privilege of meeting all the players.
PSG at one point.
Maybe so, yeah. Get ready.
Spin 103.8's golden ticket.
Hey, yeah.
Let's get you on your holiday, shall we? We want to get you off to Fuerteventura for 7 nights at this gorgeous place called Pierre and Vacances Village. You can just relax and enjoy the sunshine. Deserve.
Oh, you deserve it. Yeah. You really do. You've been working hard. And look at the state of you. You need it.
Can I say you're in bits?
It's always thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. And on to give this a go this morning is Richie. What are you up to?
I'm actually just on the way home from a school run.
Oh, very good. Is it a primary school, secondary school?
Primary school.
Okay, right. So your head is wrecked and you're like, get me on holidays away from these kids.
Oh, stop, yeah.
What's the plan for you for the day, Richie?
Not much, just a day off from work. So just going to hang around, maybe catch a few rays in the backyard.
Richie, you have the life. That sounds familiar. I say you have the life. I'm going to do the exact same thing at 10:30. unbelievable. And Richie, tell us this. When's the last time you were on holidays?
I was in Las Vegas in April.
Ooh. What was that like?
It was great, yeah. It was great.
My boyfriend was there before. We were talking about it recently. He said it's one of those places that you just feel like you really want to go back to. He's like, there's some places you're like, oh, I've seen it now, I've done it. Like Thailand. Yeah. I'm like, I've seen it, I've done it, if I ever got the chance. But he's like, I have to go back to Vegas. Did it have that effect on you?
I was there 20 years ago.
Okay, so you've done that.
In fact, this was for a 40th, so it hasn't changed really, but definitely 100% go back.
See, I went with my parents, and it was just, it's not really a place you go to with your parents.
No.
That was a silly thing I did.
It's like a theme park for adults.
Yeah.
The entire place is mad.
It's crazy. All right, Richie, well, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura for a bit of a relaxing holiday. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I haven't, no.
You haven't? All right, I'm going to explain it to you. It's very, very simple. In essence, basically, 25 seconds are going to go on a clock, Richie, and you have to guess 5 songs and artists within those 25 seconds, all right? If you guess those 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Off you'll pop. If it's a song with a few people on it, Richie, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Richie, you can swap it for a different one. You obviously can't. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song at any point, Richie, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All make sense?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Shankill.
Richie.
I'm from Shankill.
Richie from Shankill. So is Fiona.
That's crazy.
Go. Huge moment.
Richie, what's going on? Anyway, we'll talk about it later.
All right, Richie from Shankill, hopefully off to Fuerteventura soon. Song one with 25 seconds on the clock plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Any idea, Richie?
Come on, Richie.
No, I haven't got a clue.
She's the most famous woman in the world right now.
Swap, Richie.
Okay. All right, let's swap it out.
Okay, not to worry. It's all good. That was Sabrina Carpenter, and the song is called Espresso. It was released last summer. It's pretty huge, but that is grand. Let's just forget about that and start fresh.
It's a lot of pressure, Richie.
Yeah, you've reset the clock back to 25 seconds now, so it's a brand new game. Don't worry about it, okay, Richie?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Richie. A brand new song, one with 25 seconds on the clock. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Ollie Moore's Woke Up From a Dream.
It's not Ollie Moore's. It's, how do I describe this guy?
He's small, he's cool, he's the most listened to artist on Spotify right now.
He does a lot of collabs.
Bruno Mars.
Yes, that's it.
Good clue from us.
3, 2, 1. Ah, damn it. Oh, Richie. It was Die with a Smile.
Are you an Ollie Murs fan, Richie?
I'm more of an old school 90s rave trance music person.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
98 yeah. FM, Richie. You're going to love that station.
I love Spin 103.
Ah, that's my man, Richie. That's my man.
Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Die with a Smile. That's what you missed out there. Absolutely lovely to talk to you. You are going. Do you have a sun lounger at the moment, Richie?
I don't. I have just a couple of chairs in the back area.
Oh, okay. Get yourself out there and enjoy the chill while the kids are in school, okay?
Or get yourself down to Shankill Beach.
Do. Yeah, there Why you not? Go. Richie, thank you so much for listening and have a fantastic day.
No, bro. Cheers. Have a great one too, lads.
Good luck.
Bye, Richie. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Another chance to play tomorrow. The holiday sits there, all right? I promise you. We used to play the golden ticket on the show in the a couple of years ago, and we used to play it after 8 o'clock, and people used to win it.
Oh, like, win it. Do you remember it was won twice in 1 week?
Yeah. It's doable.
We nearly lost our jobs.
I promise you, this is doable. Do you want to win a holiday? We'll message us that we're golden. 087 711 1038. You can play tomorrow and win yourself your way to Port Ventura.
Very nice.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Speaking of someone who needs links, Fiona.
Yes, it's my special time of the show where I can just speak about exactly what I want so that I don't just start doing the show in the bathroom, which is honestly something that I've tried. So I don't start just doing it on the bus to strangers. This is my time to shine. Thank you very much. I need to come up with a better kind of
explainer
for this at the start. Basically, this is where I talk and you have to listen. Please don't switch off. You guys aren't allowed to leave. So you do have to listen.
Imagine one day we just left.
See ya.
I'd love it. Yeah, just like flip the desk. Yeah. Okay, this one today goes out to all the lovers out there.
Ooh.
Before you make the decision to tell your partner her new haircut makes her look older, first ask yourself, is what I'm about to say true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it helpful? If the answer is no, maybe what you're about to say should be left unsaid. Okay?
Okay.
Be mindful that once a statement like that is out in the ether, it can't be retrieved. It's like toothpaste. You can't put it back into the tube. Okay, girls? It now exists forever. Also be mindful that saying, no, I mean it makes you seem older, does not make it better. Okay, other things to consider saying instead, which I would have accepted. You look incredible. I support any decision you have ever and will ever make with your hair. Option two, let's celebrate your new haircut by buying you a present. Option three, everyone in this room right now is jealous of your hair. They're just things to consider.
Yeah. Another thing, just add to the list of things not to say. Things like, God, I love your new haircut. Makes you look like a real dog, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Or actually, I rephrase, that's a real dog, ma'am, haircut you got there.
I feel like I need to come in here and say, by the way, this wasn't me.
Neither.
I know everyone listens going, is that what all the things Dave has said? No. No, I've said none of these. No. I'm smarter than that.
You did say you'd buy me a present for my new haircut.
Of course.
So I am waiting for that. Thank you very much.
Shit, just to make her feel better, lads.
So, Dwayne, your fella's in the bad books then, yeah?
Yeah, and he did genuinely say, no, it makes you seem older. I was like, that's not really what we're doing here today.
It's one of those things where as soon as it comes out, you're like, no! You can kind of see it come out of your mouth. No!
You look absolutely gorgeous.
And thanks.
I'm Cindy Lauper with fellow Cosentyx advocate, Chef Michelle Bernstein.
We'll share our experiences with plaque psoriasis, with psoriatic arthritis, and Dr. Panico will talk about the possible connection.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose, and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTIX or cosentix.com/Cindy.